어제 굽을 가운데 뭉킨 두라 헷갈리네. 수정한 아팠던 사물 꿈의 긴 인이 나와도 난 묵힌 비나 난 뒤 희탁한 밭에 물라기 사투 빙사 부재한 가오조 바타야 간큰 발이 락사연 구팅가 마디 서퍼티 아리 그만은 사앗 사무아 디시니
Going to culinary tour to Banyuwangi, East Java, you should come to Wit-Witan Market, the traditional market which becomes one of favorite places in Banyuwangi. Is located at Alas Malang Village, Singojuru Sub District, Banyuwangi. The market opens every Sunday morning, starting from 6 until 10 a.m. local time. Under the cherry tree, you can enjoy various traditional culinaries of Banyuwangi, such as geseng bangsong. Geseng bangsong is a typical food of Wijenan Kidul Hamlet, Singolatren Village, Singojuru Sub-District. Geseng bangsong is a special menu and rarely found, which is made from duck meat as its main ingredient and wadung yang leaf that adds a unique sour taste. Wadung tree is many found and growing wild at the village. Besides giving sour taste, wadung leaf is also used to remove fishy smell from duck meat. The duck must be the big one, so it is usually used male duck for cooking geseng bangso. Besides wudung yang leaf, this culinary is also cooked with other spices such as kaying, onion, and garlic. Geseng bangsong has savory and spicy taste. Spicy taste mixed with sour taste certainly produce delicious food. In Banyuwangi, the food is usually served when Islamic events being conducted, such as the birth of Prophet Muhammad, Eid al-Fitr, and Eid Adha. But now, geseng bangsong can be found at Wit-Witan Market every Sunday. The price of the food is affordable, which is around 20,000 rupiah to 25,000 rupiah per portion. In addition to taste geseng bangsong, you can also enjoy other typical culinaries of Banyuwangi, such as rawon alas, sego cawu, as well as traditional snake, such as tiwul and gatot, which is made from cassava. Well, listener, that was our segment of Indonesian Wonder for today. I'm Purisa Fredela. Thank you for listening.
In remote areas, our search. In urban areas, I was thrown away for no reason. Have you ever thought that I'm what a tree needs to live? I am what animals need to reproduce. I am what humans need to survive. Yes, I am water. Save me so that the earth and its content can continue to be sustainable. In remote areas, our search. In urban areas, I was thrown away for no reason. Have you ever thought that I'm what a tree needs to live? I am what animals need to reproduce. I am what humans need to survive. Yes, I am water. Save me so that the earth and its content can continue to be sustainable.
Dear listeners, today's edition of Traditional Song of Music Choir presents a song from West Java entitled Hayang Jajan. The song Hayang Jajan was composed by Nova Budiman. The song has been viral on social media TikTok in March 2024. It tells the story of a child who wants to ask for money to buy an internet quota. But his father, mother, brother or sister doesn't want to give it to him. Well, listener, let's enjoy the traditional song from West Java entitled Hayang Jajan by Maheza. Enjoy!
Indonesia. www.voinews.id. Listener, are you still enthusiastic? Well, in every condition that you face, that you are experiencing, just keep the spirit. Don't be lazy. Just make sure that you are in fit condition. Then you are able to do your activities enjoyably and peacefully. Well, I have also another wise word. that would like to share you. Now it is from Kapitan Patimura. He said, once the sail is luffing, we must sail away from the dock. Thomas Matulesi, or Kapitan Patimura, is a national hero from Saparua, Maluku. When the war broke against the Dutch colonizer in 1917, the kings, the captain or captains, customary chiefs and the people appointed Patimura as the leader and commander of war for his experience and chivalrous soul. As a leader, Patimura successfully coordinated the government activities, led the people, managed education, provided food, and built fortresses. This charismatic personality is also known for his cunningness and ability to gather great powers of Maluku people, which successfully halted the Dutch movement.
Yang kuat, aku manusia yang baik. Indonesia. Indonesia from Indonesia to the world. Well, listener, after listening music from Armada with title Asal Kau Bahagia, I'm still continuing. I'm still continuing, and I would like to continue this. And you know that, but listener, don't go anywhere. Stay tuned at www.voices.id because we still have other interesting segments, including our feature and even innocent songs that would like to entertain you for today's edition. And finally, you know, at 12 p.m., our colleague Roy would like to continue Indonesia Today. So please stay there, stay tuned at www.voices.id because I am Ahmad Faisal. I would like to end my time here, but doesn't mean I end all the time of my hour togetherness on Indonesia Today with you, but only for today here. I would like to end my time to accompany you, and our colleague Roy would like to continue this togetherness. So stay tuned, listeners. And next, we would like to share you with our feature with title Kolintang, as well as our other innocent songs up to, yes, also including our filler here, social cultures, that would like to entertain you, to accompany you, and full of Indonesian. Full of Indonesian songs, and have a nice day, listener. Feature with title Kolintang.
Listener, Kolintang is traditional instrument from Minahasa people in North Sulawesi. This instrument is made from special wood which is arranged and played by being hit. At a glance, Kolintang is similar with gambang, traditional instrument from Java. But the tone produced is more complete and a little bit different to play it. Kolintang is quite known among Minahasa community and often used to accompany traditional ceremony, dance, and even musical performance. According to the history, Kolintang has existed since the past and used by people for traditional ceremony associated with the worship of ancestral spirits. Since Christians and Islam entered to Minahasa land, Kolintang is not functioned as accompaniment of traditional ceremony, dance, song, or musical performance. Earlier, Kolintang only consisted of some pieces of wood, which were put and arranged parallel on two legs of the player. Then it was developed by using two banana stems. Kolintang has begun to use resonator crate since Prince Diponegoro was in Minahasa. Kolintang is made from wood which is cut suitable with its size and arranged on the wooden face which functions as a resonator. The wood which is used for making Kolintang is usually from special one, which is quite light and its fiber arranged to form parallel lines. The wood is usually from wood of Telur, Bandaran, Penang, and Kakinik. In the development, Kolintang consists of several different types. The difference can be heard from its sounds which is produced. Listener, before we talk more about Kolintang, let's listen to Kolintang rhythm.
Thank you.
Kalintang consists of 9 types, namely Loai or bass, Sela or cello, Karua tenor 1, Karua Rua tenor 2, Uner alto 1, Uner Rua alto 2, Katelu ukulele, Inaisa melody 1, Inarua melody 2, and Inatawang melody 3. To play Kalintang is beaten by using special sticks. To produce good sound, usually the tip of the sticks is given closed paths, like gamelan path. There are 3 sticks which are given number. Stick number 1 is usually used on the left hand, while number 2 and 3 are held on the right hand in between the fingers accordance with chord which is played. Like other instruments in general, Kalintang has own chord which is beaten together. But for Kalintang, bass and melody are usually without chord, but it is adapted with tone which is produced so that to play it only needs to stick. Today the function of Kalintang is more varied, either played to accompany dance, song, or in the orchestra. In the Kalintang performance, all kinds of the instruments are played simultaneously so that it produces fitting and catchy tones. But for professional players, only use 6 instruments are able to produce complete sounds. Well, listener, that was a glimpse of instrument from North Sulawesi. I'm Nuka Kusumawati, and to conclude the rhythm of the Indonesian archipelago for today, let's listen to Kalintang rhythm. Thank you for listening.
Oh, berdoa kepada Sang Tuhan, berharap cintaku jadi kenyataan, agar ku tenang meniti kehidupan. Pujaan hati, pujaan hati, pujaan hati, pujaan hati. Mengapa kau tak membalas cintaku? Mengapa engkau abaikan rasa?
Mengapa kini kurang?
listener going to culinary tour to Banyuwangi, East Java, you shall come to Witan Market, the traditional market which becomes one of favorite places in Banyuwangi. Is located at Alas Malang Village, Singojuru Sub-District, Banyuwangi. The market opens every Sunday morning, starting from 6 until 10 a.m. local time. Under the shady tree, you can enjoy various traditional culinaries of Banyuwangi, such as Geseng Bangsong. Geseng Bangsong is a typical food of Wijenan Kidul Hamlet, Singolatren Village, Singojuru Sub-District. The Geseng Bangsong is a special menu and rarely found, which is made from duck meat as its main ingredient and wadung yang leaf that adds a unique sour taste. Wadung tree is many found and growing wild at the village. Besides giving sour taste, wadung leaf is also used to remove fishy smell from duck meat. The duck must be the big one, so it is usually used male duck for cooking Geseng Bangsong. Besides wudung yang leaf, this culinary is also cooked with other spices such as cayenne, onion, and garlic. Geseng Bangsong has savory and spicy taste. Spicy taste mixed with sour taste certainly produce delicious food. In Banyuwangi, the food is usually served when Islamic events being conducted, such as the birth of Prophet Muhammad, Eid al-Fitr, and Eid Adha. But now, Geseng Bangsong can be found at Witwitan Market every Sunday. The price of the food is affordable, which is around 20,000 rupiah to 25,000 rupiah per portion. In addition to taste Geseng Bangsong, you can also enjoy other typical culinaries of Banyuwangi, such as rawon alas, sego cawu, as well as traditional snake, such as tiwu and gatot, which is made from cassava.
Here's the news. The Indonesian Maritime Security Agency is prepared to assist in ensuring a safe and smooth homecoming journey for travelers during the 2025 Eid holiday, particularly in the western region. Their efforts focus on maritime security and safety, helping to prevent potential risks at sea. This initiative aligns with the government's commitment to providing safe transportation for holiday travelers. The next news. The Indonesian Minister of Social Affairs stated that the people's school requires 700 teachers certified under the PPG or Professional Teachers Education Program. This initiative aims to improve the quality of education for underprivileged communities. The government is encouraging more education to participate in the program to support equal access to quality education. And that was the news. Boy listener, welcome to Indonesia Today's afternoon session. You're here with me, Ray, where I'll be accompanying you for the next 6 hours, providing you with news, information, and also entertainment from Indonesia to the world. And for listeners, this beautiful day, we are going to have a special match between Indonesia and Australia. There will be broadcasted here in Voice of Indonesia, where I'll be telling you what is going on. So stay tuned with us in our online streaming, voinews.id, shortwave in 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz. Also, our application in RRA Digital for those of you who love watching on demand. And here is Krisya with Sentuhanmu.